the old days, pilots followed railroad tracks, rivers, and other landmarks that could lead them where they wanted to go.
But when you fly at 35,000 feet like airliners do, this can't work very well.
It doesn't. Up there, pilots follow airways, which are like highways in the sky.
Okay. The Jetsons had road signs in the air, but I've never seen any. How do pilots stay on these roads?
The airways are connected by navigation beacons. Pilots follow signals from one beacon to the next until they reach their destination.
What signals?
There are three basic ways that pilots stay on the airwaves. First, those beacons called very high frequency omnidirectional radios, or VORs, send out signals. Using VOR receivers, pilots follow those signals straight to a beacon, where they pick up the next signal and keep going. Pilots can also use distance measuring equipment. DMEs measure a plane's distance from two beacons and then calculate the plane's exact location on an airway. Finally, some planes use the Global Positioning System.
Ah, GPS, the satellite-guided system used in cars, by backpackers, and so on.
Exactly. And on board the airplanes is a computer called the Flight Management System. The computer gathers the different navigation signals, plots the course on a map, and the pilot flies that course.
What about air traffic controllers?
They're the traffic cops, making sure the airways run smoothly and safely.
Just follow the airways, huh? Okay, I want to go to L.A.
Easy. Head west, hang a left over St. Louis, take your first right over Albuquerque.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by James Ray, with help from airline pilot Dan McElroy. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.